100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I did a full system refresh, new version of Audacity. I've been awake for how long, and I'm still stumbling over my tongue. Go figure. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the story. The weekly challenge for this week is finding. So we've got some stories in this week. And it was a bit of a rough week at times, but this week, I don't know, something's coming up. We'll see. I need to get some more Halloween decorations and actually put them out now that there's a house to defile with this stuff. Anyway, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll check back with it. Why am I recording if I don't know how to talk?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Good luck with finding this body. I've given it special treatment, chopped up into bite-sized morsels, all strategically scattered in remote locations. Little treats for bears, wolves, and other scavengers. As for the skull and the larger bones, those have all been shredded into splinters and dumped in rivers and the ocean. It was surprisingly easy to do, and although a little messy, that was only to be expected. You see, I used my shiny new chainsaw to get the job done. Quick, efficient, and extremely effective for the task at hand. I knew it would come in handy.
Good morning, it's Richard. And as always, I've forgotten the topic the moment I switch the microphone on. Ah, it's finding. And this is called Finding Myself. I quit my job, sold up, bought a backpack, then disappeared for 6 years. At the time, life was crap. And, according to the self-help books I'd read, the key to finding direction in life was immersing oneself in other cultures, seeking meaning through self-discovery. Among other things, I picked tomatoes in Spain, stayed in a Japanese monastery, bathed in the Ganges, and went walkabout in the Australian outback. I discovered I was susceptible to sunburn, got robbed in Manila, and contracted bilharzia from my river exploits. But I learned one very valuable lesson. Self-help books suck. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Public Service. Yesterday, I was appointed to my 7th grand jury. I do grand jury real well. I'm called up when things inside the black box go somewhat off the rails. Bit like herding cats. You might not know, but there are grand juries which are not criminal. My jury looks into matters of county-level governance. We interview county officials, locate procedures which need correction. Basically, we file a final report with a number of recommendations. All recommendations are supported by multiple findings. Hardest part of my job is explaining the difference between facts and findings to jurors at large. Not easy. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The man in the cave wanted to be left alone. However, when they spotted him wandering about, they thought it was a great find. A real caveman, alive. Yes! Interviews, a book, a TV series, a movie, the money stacking up in their bank accounts. Did they think about the man in the cave? Nope. So, the man in the cave decided to treat them as he would any other animal. No, he didn't eat them. He just hung them upside down from a tree and watched. It was highly entertaining. Well, what a shame. They didn't last long. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 963 with the prompt of finding. So here's my story. Bilbert carried a box of magical items to the car. Finding that he was alone, he went back to the cabin. Sabrina sat on the edge of the porch, and his mother next to her, her arm around the girl's shoulders. Sabrina sobbed heavily. Clueless, Bilbert asked, "What's wrong?" "Oh, son," his mother said, shaking her head. "Think about it. This was Sabrina's home, and this is where she was shot, and her grandmother was killed. We probably shouldn't have come here so soon." Bilbert sat next to Sabrina. With a shuddering sigh, she lay her head on his shoulder. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I was never any good with Rubik's Cubes. Even with a book, I could never solve them. Some people would peel off the stickers and rearrange them to solve the cube. I used a flathead screwdriver to pry out the moving cube pieces and arrange them correctly. But having all six sides solved was boring. I twisted them up to make X patterns on each face. That was more interesting looking. Then I peeled off the stickers so every side was black. Every turn was the right one. Then I threw the dumb thing out like so many people did. Okay, there you have it. This week's stories on the topic of finding. So, what's next week's topic? Banana split? I don't think I've set up a Halloween topic. I guess I need to. We'll see. I know that despite the fact of having a pop filter and a foam thing on this, I'm still hitting pops on the reinstall. So, whatever. I guess I need to talk in an angle. Anyway, thank you all for listening. And oneadayuntilthedayidie.com is the archive where I post last week's stories. Keeping up, whatever. This one podcasting catalog was like, oh, what's the one, you know, just template marketing crap. And I said, well, it's the longest running daily original podcast in the world, so whatever. I'm just like, whatever with that. It's a fact. I say it, and then it's like, okay, whatever. Exciting, huh? Wonder who's the second longest. Maybe they'll be like, oh yeah, no, I'm the longest because that Simon guy gave up. I don't know. Anyway, thank you all, and as always, keep it brief.